Blog Talk Radio.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio, streaming out to the world and beyond from our studios in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'd like to welcome all you internet listeners to the show. My name is James Harp, and for the next 30 minutes, we're going to divulge some information that I didn't even know. Live, call in 347-857-2313, or you can join us on the real-time chat. We have a very special guest lined up for all you listeners of the Cosmic Horizons show. We have alien abductee and researched occultist James Borg. And we're going to talk to Mr. Borg a little bit about being abducted by aliens and also his new website. We're going to talk to him about that. And also that I just uncovered some information that I wasn't aware of. He is a researched occultist. We're going to talk about this and a lot more on Cosmic Horizons Radio. So I'd like to welcome James Borg to the show. Welcome, James.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, James. It's a little bit terrible weather up here, I guess in your part of the woods, too. With a couple of days ago, it was plus 30, and now it's like 8 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's what happens when they start harping the atmosphere and chemtrailing, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I did see a lot of chemtrails the other day, just right after the hot spell. And I knew something was on the horizon for all of us. But, James, when I looked into your website, we're going to talk about your website a little bit later on. But when I looked in some information for the program, I did not know that you were a researched occultist as well as an alien abductee. Can you tell the listeners out there what exactly a researched occultist is? Like, did you go into the world of the occult at a very early age?
Yes, I did. I went in at age 12, and for the next 13 years, I was hardcore into it. So what's mm-hmm. that mean? It means that I read every single book that I could get my hands on. I perform spells. I perform magic. I use sorcery, all kinds of stuff like that, for whatever I wanted to do at the time, which was kind of dangerous in a way because, you know, I was only a teenager at the time, right? So your risk factor is a lot greater than everybody else's at that age, right? So you're willing to do a lot of things that, let's say, a person at 50 or 60 maybe wouldn't do, right? So that's, you're experimenting a lot, right? Now, mind you, I never did anything really, really bad, but I performed spells and magic, and they worked, stuff like that. I was asked to join a couple covens, and I didn't mm-hmm. do it. I went alone. And so basically, I was an occultist. Right. When you work alone, you become what's considered an occultist or a wizard or a magician. But you're not like a high priest because you have no coven.
Right. Now, is this occult, people in the occult and coven, is it very predominant right around the Toronto area and the GTA?
There's a fair amount of people involved in magic and sorcery, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, I would say so.
Now, I've talked before with people in the paranormal and investigated the paranormal as well as the occult, and they say you really have to form a wall around you before you enter into their realm, or else if you let your guard down, they'll just devour you, and next thing you know, a possession starts.
Well, this is true, too. If you noticed, I guess you don't notice it's real, but I wear copper a lot, right? Copper is a form of protection for me, but I wear it because it's specifically for that, so no entities will enter my body. Right,
mm-hmm.
Another tool would be amethyst, a stone. Right, so amethyst and copper, when you wear them, it's protection against entities entering the body. Right, because you can be possessed very easily.
Yes, and you mentioned a little bit earlier on in the show that you also read a lot of literature from, I consider one of the persons that really brought a lot of the occult to the forefront was Aleister Crowley.
Yeah. Uncle Fester, I call him.
Yeah.
He's well-read, a freak, pretty much a freak, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's known for killing 1,828 children. He happens to be a real nice guy in that respect, eh?
Yeah.
So that's not too cool in my books, right? He was he tagged himself as the most evilest man in the world, and he probably was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was writing black magic. I was never into the black magic. I was into the sorcery and the magic, but not into black magic, right?
Well,
but I know a bit about it.
Yeah. And there was, as you mentioned, two kinds of magic. There's black magic and white magic. And, once you go into the black magic from the people that I have talked to, it becomes very sinister and evil, and you can get roped into that kind of lifestyle very easily.
Yeah, you get roped in and you kind of stay there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people expect certain things out of you all the time like that, right? And then you get put in a position of power, and you're kind of stuck in that position of power, and you can't really leave, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, can you, on a somewhat brighter note, you say on your website, too, you were an alien abductee. Now, can you tell the listeners a little bit there how that happened? Like, how come you were picked, or how come you ended up to be one of these abductees?
Well, I kind of, in shows, it kind of happened to me on its own. I'll give you the first time I was going to the cottage, and I was there with my whole family, actually. And I remember trying to go outside of the car. And when I say trying, I meant trying. I was about to leave the car. And about 3 hours later, I wake up, and I'm still in the car, and my family's asleep,
mm-hmm.
and I'm missing 3 hours worth of time. So that was like a first alien abductee experience. That's how it happens. You just basically you have a loss of memory, and then you realize you have missing time, right? That's the first telltale sign that you are an alien abductee. Another one would be if you're sleeping and you wake up and you have marks on you, or you feel yourself beat up, or scratches on your face, or weird marks on your body, or you feel weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another sign you're an alien abductee. Or if you have memories of it, right? Some people have memories, right, of what they see. Because a lot of times they block your memory or they erase your memory. They have ways mm-hmm. of doing that, I guess. I wish I had full memory recall. I have been hypnotized. Leslie Mitchell Clark, a Toronto hypnotist, put me under and uncovered a few things. I'm alien abductee.
Now, how many times has this happened, James? Has this happened once or numerous times?
Two times that I can definitely say, yep, I've been abducted, right? Two times I can remember with a good amount of memory. I've had a lot of other episodes where I have a lot of missing time, where I can't explain what happened. so it might have happened many more times than I know of. There's also a saying in ufology, too, that if you see a UFO, chances you've been abducted are really greatly intensified. And I've seen over 100 UFO sightings, so there's probably good chances that I was abducted before, too, in that realm of possibility, right?
Well, why do you think that the government hasn't unleashed any of these UFO files? Because there's a lot of hidden Project Blue Book and a lot of these hidden hidden books or hidden files that are somewhat available on the Internet for the people to learn, but they're not really unveiling the UFO realm, that they're not really telling a lot of people. A lot of people say there are aliens that actually walk among us, and they're here right now. So sort of like shapeshifters.
Yeah, that is very correct. There is a lot of ETs and aliens that walk amongst us. There's a lot of them that work with the governments. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the one reason why the government doesn't reveal too much information, especially the American government.
Yes.
And in the American government, there's a lot of Satanism that's involved in the American government, in the different mm-hmm. levels of the American governments, right? And in the agencies, right? Because when you say government, you got to include agencies, right? Because mm-hmm. they all work hand in hand. And there's different departments. And there's different departments of knowledge, right? So it's a very corrupt world, very... being a politician, there's not really any, personal glee and satisfaction in being a politician in today's world, as opposed mm-hmm. to maybe what it was 50, 60 years ago when Kennedy was around, right? Because
right.
it is corrupt. And they're finding out the corruption at every single level of politics, right? From
mm-hmm.
your mayor in Newmark to your premier in Ontario to your prime minister in Canada, right? Or
right.
president in the United States or whoever it might be, right? Or a country like Ghana or South Africa, right? You
mm-hmm.
name it, and there's corrupt, right? And there's a lot of things, too. Like you said, the aliens walk amongst us. And there's different types of aliens. There's good aliens, there's bad aliens, right? Like if
mm-hmm.
you say Pleiadians, Pleiadians would be definitely considered your great, good ETs. The ETs that would do things for mankind, to benefit mankind, to welcome mankind into the galactic family. Right. Whereas if you pick up a gray or something like that, or a Draco, a reptilian, more or less they want to rip your head apart. Right. They want you dead. Right. They're more of the satanic realm of aliens. Right. Good and evil. Right. Yin and yang. So, yeah, there's it's nothing to write off and laugh about. Right. You can laugh about it now. Like a lot of people do laugh about ufology and UFOs. But down the road, it's going to catch up with them and bite them on the ass. Right. And guaranteed. Right?
Well,
so,
I just wondered a lot. So many ufology reports, so many sightings, but a lot of people say, James, where's the evidence? We haven't had any evidence from any spacecraft or anything. Grant you, there has been some material from some spacecraft that they really can't identify. But all in all, there's no real solid evidence that a lot of people say that there is UFOs out there.
Well, what kind of evidence do you want, James?
Well, I was looking for some solid evidence. Like, I know we'll never find a ship, or I know, but just something. You know, we talk about so-called alien bodies when we go back to Roswell, but ever since Roswell, where a lot of people say that was a doctored video, and I have my doubts that it was doctored, but there has been no real evidence of any kind of aliens that they've captured or in captivity.
Actually, there has been, and you just got to look for it. In 1972, there were two Pleiadians. They looked like us. They were captured. They were here on Earth looking for their relative. They were incarcerated for 2 years, kept really bad, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they demanded to be let go. And when they demanded to be let go, they didn't move their lips. They used telepathy. The government that was incarcerating them, which was the U.S. government,
mm-hmm.
Didn't allow that. And they basically put a thought in their head saying, look, you let me go and we're going to leave on our own. And that's exactly what happened. In 1972, a big mothership appeared over the base they were staying at, and they were gone, right? The general looked at the person in command of the base, said, okay, go free them. Let them go. Because he was scared shitless of this big mothership above the base.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went running to go get the two Palladians, right, because they were Palladians, right, they were already gone out of the cell, right? And they have video evidence of this, right? It's on YouTube. I've seen videos. I've seen some very good videos of ETs. Stan Romanak's got some pictures of grays, right? The grays peeping, right? Peeping grays, they call them, right? Those are real grays. Those videos that he has, those are real grays. In my opinion, that's the real thing. Because I've seen grays. I've seen a couple different types of ETs, so I should know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes one to know, right? Whether or not you want to accept the evidence or not, it's up to you, right? People have taken pictures and video now. It's on a daily occurrence, right? And you can have the best UFO video out there, and somebody will say, well, it's fake. It's CGI. It's fake or whatever, right? And they'll poo-poo it, right? So, you're always going to get that no matter what, right? I could whip out a $50 bill and say, look, I got a $50 bill. And somebody will say, no, it's a fake $50 bill. Well, progress is restrained because of that, right?
Well, when we talk a lot about that, you know, we talk about Whitley Strieber, and he's written several books about his alleged abductions, and he finally came to the realization that he has been abducted by aliens after, as you just mentioned, hypnosis. And, and then he had his friends, Bud Hopkins, who was an alien abduction researcher, and under hypnosis, Strieber started recalling these horrible aliens and then visitations.
Yeah, absolutely. Communion, one of his best books out there, and the movie of Christopher Walken, fantastic movie. So there's all kinds of people. Even there's John Mack. John Mack did studies on alien abductees. He went to Africa. He did. He studied a whole village that's seen mass UFO sightings. And he did some great work in the field, right? John Lear, he's an avionics guy. He came from the Lear family, right? They made airplanes, right? Here's a pilot that's a pilot for 50, 60 years and claims that during his flights he's seen them all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another Lear is Roger Lear. Roger Lear, he used to take out alien implants out of people, right? I had an alien implant taken out of me as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all the evidence is all around you, right? If you go to some rumored bases, right, if I told you to go to drive up to Area 51, right, go knock on their door, see if you want to tell them you want to see the aliens, see what they do to you, right?
Yeah.
Right? Do it. You know what I mean? You'll probably be arrested on the spot, right?
Yeah.
So why would you be arrested if there weren't no aliens? Right?
That's right.
That's something to think about, right? This is obvious common sense.
You mentioned the grays a little bit earlier, and it seems that from the information that I got here, they're motivated by a desire to gain some element of our racial or genetic heritage for themselves. And it says here they need to inbreed with us to spawn these hybrid of offspring because the general gray population is dying off and they need to interbreed with humans to gain their knowledge and genetic heritage for themselves. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yeah, I heard things like that too. From what I heard, there's about 57 varieties of gray species alone. Also, they're a very negative race. They haven't really done anything to benefit humanity. There's been a couple rumored healings done by them. But most of the time it's the grays from Zeta Reticuli. They're abducting human beings. They're also working with the governments and the secret agencies the governments have. And the reptilian factor, right? So the grays, as far as if you want to categorize the grays, I wouldn't categorize them as the good guys, all right? I would say be leery, really leery of them. If you see them, watch them. I said, they're not the type of people you'd want to have a glass of wine with, right?
No. Well, what about all these I know one thing after researching a lot of this information, that there's been a lot of animal mutilation, especially cattle mutilations, and they can't really attribute to what these mutilations are from. Now, why would the aliens, from your research, actually butcher these animals and just maim them, and just like parts of their anatomy are missing, and other things? It's just, is there any reason why some of these cattle mutilations or animal mutilations take place?
Again, the negative ET races that are doing this, grays, reptilians, dracos, right? That kind of species of animal species. They basically, a lot of them drink our blood. A lot of them eat humans, right? The reptilians eat humans all the time, apparently. In fact, they get high off our emotions, whether it's good or bad. The grays, they're a really messed up race because they've done a lot of messed up things on their planets, so-called what people have been telling us, that they need our genes, they need our DNA to try to improve their race, their weakened race. Apparently, they don't reproduce, so they keep on splicing and dicing DNA to make carbon copies of themselves. After a while, splicing and dicing their own DNA, it's like a photocopy. If you run 1,000 photocopies, the 1,000th photocopy is not going to be as crystal clear as the very first one. So they got a DNA problem. They probably got a DNA problem because they've probably done something really, really bad on their planet. Probably some kind of nuclear event that destroyed a lot of their planet and radiated their species, right? And I'll tell you, the Earth better wisen up and stop this nuclear arms business, because it might happen to us. And with the gray and reptilian involvements, right? They say that the Earth is being run by the reptilians anyway, right? So all the governments are basically in league with them and taking the shots from them, right? So this is what we're dealing with.
And actually, as you mentioned that, there has been a lot of, you know, we can go to Canada and their own Paul Hellyer actually admits actually seeing UFOs. And we go into the U.S. and a lot of the American presidents have admitted it. John Lennon has admitted it. So the sightings are there, even with the predominant figures that we have in Canadian as well as American presidents.
Oh, yeah. Senator John McCain, he's seen the Phoenix Lights. Dennis Kucinich, he was the Ohio congressman. He's a relative of Shirley McCain. Shirley McCain's seen them. Paul Hellyer's seen them, right? There's a lot of stuff. And Ronnie James Dio from Black Sabbath seen them on tour. Elvis Presley, right? Jackie Gleason. President Nixon was even a big UFO guy, right? The list goes on and on and on, right? But there's a lot of cover. It's Clinton. Clinton wanted to disclose the aliens, right? And John Podesta, right? And if you look up Stephen Bassett, look at his research into disclosure, man, you'll find uncover all kinds of stuff. He's got some great research on this on topic, right? And so all the evidence you're looking for is all out there for you to find. It's just to take the time to look at it, right?
Well, we got about 5 minutes left in the show. It really, really went fast. Can you tell the listeners in there about your new website?
Yeah, there's a few things we're working on. We have a Facebook group, and I like to say hello to Donald C. Potts and the Colonel there, and all my friends and members on the Euphoria Chronicles on the Facebook group. And it's a fantastic site. We have a lot of good friends out there, and I'm saying hello to everybody there. So that's our website.
And you, now your website, it's up and running now?
Yeah, it's called Euphoria Chronicles. It's on Facebook.
Euphoria Chronicles on Facebook. And you also, if I'm not mistaken, you also, you did write a book about alien abduction, did you not, called the UFO Chronicles?
No, it was, there was a book written about me by Martha Jett wrote the book.
That's right.
It's called The
Borg
Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a book on Paul Shishi as well. Actually, we did. We also shoot videos. We're the Euphoria Chronicles. We shoot videos And we did a great video the other day with Canada's most prolific UFO experiencer, Paul Shishi. So if you go on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel called Euphoria Chronicles YouTube channel, right, or Euphoria YouTube channel. You can see a lot of videos that we have shot in the past. We've done one amazing one with Paul Shishi. So we do some amazing
video. And you
video
are right. I did happen to look at that before we went on air. And I must admit, a very good interview, and the quality is perfect. So I just want to tell you that the quality of the whole interview was really good.
Well, you know, I can always thank my the people I work with. There's a real person, a professional that we have on board with the Euphoria Chronicles. He's known as the Unknown Rocker, and this guy does some amazing video work. He has his own company too. It's called Variety Store Video, and we'll look it up. He's well known. He's well known in the business. Well known all across Canada. And I'm happy to have him on board with the Euphoria Chronicles. And we're trying to make all these videos to for disclosure, because the people have to know. So if you have a story that you want to tell, please get a hold of us at Euphoria Chronicles. And we will do your story, right? And we'll be happy to do your story, right? Because without our stories being told, how are people going to know? Without radio shows like you have, how are people going to know about it? People have to come out of the closet and talk about it. Because I'll tell you, like you know, the government's not going to talk about it.
Right. Now, do you think there'll ever be disclosure to the Canadian people about what's really going on? Like, how long can they keep this sealed for? Like, there's a lot of inquiring minds, such as yourself doing the UFO videos, your UFO Euphoria Chronicles, and shows such as this. How long are they going to keep this disclosure on UFOs and aliens?
I don't know. I really wish myself, I wish they just came out and said it, right? Even Stephen Bassett and I agree on this. I mean, the sooner they come out and say it and get over it and admit to what they've done, like, I mean, we can turn a new page in the book of human history, right? We can do some amazing things instead of doing some pretty shitty things, right? And I think disclosure, the moment they do that, we can come clean about everything, right? And we can say, okay, instead of using gas for cars, we're going to go electric. Instead of running hydro, we're going to have free energy, right? We can clean up the planet overnight by doing that, right? All the technology that's been basically kept from us, we can now start implementing it. And basically, my friend, I think we can clean up the earth in about 2 to 3 years by doing all this, with going in all the free energy and changing all the cars to running electric and stuff like that. And even all the other technology that we don't even know about, right? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that they're keeping from us. So, my friend, I hope disclosure happens quick. I really do. I'm looking at it as trying to, like, you know, looking for something good rather than something bad. I'm all for that, right? Because I'm for humanity. I'm a human being, right? I got to breathe the air. I got to drink the water. I got to play in this world just like anybody else does. So, I mean, we might as well have a clean world. We might as well have clean water to drink. We might as well have clean air, right? I think that's a God-given universal right, right? So why are we living in a polluted planet? Why is the government continuing to give us this day in, day out, right?
Well,
so
we're just about out of time, and I want to sign off, but it's been a pleasure talking with you, and this will be recorded and up on the archives in about a half an hour. So it's been great talking to you, and we hope to do another show about this on Cosmic Horizons Radio.
Well, it was my pleasure talking to everybody out there. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, James, and we'll talk to you after the show.
All right, right on. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Cosmic Horizons Radio on the Blog Talk Radio system. And always remember, someone out there is always watching you. Watch them. Until next time.
Watching me.